Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said ideas are much like children. Yours are always wonderful. We're happy to have the privilege of coming your way with another Bible Meditations program. The 9th chapter of the book of John tells us about the healing of a man who had been blind from the time of his birth. The Lord restores sight unto him, and of course, then people began to ask questions. How could he do this? By what power did he do it? And is this man an imposter? Well, when they asked the man about this situation, the man who had been healed, he points out in verse 31, "We know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth." In other words, he's simply saying, "I know that I was blind. I know that now I can see." And it was through this man that I have that opportunity of seeing once more. Therefore, he must have been from God, because God doesn't heal or hear those who are sinners. And if a man is a worshiper of God and does his will, then God will hear. Well, as a result of this, there were others who asked questions. And, of course, Jesus then comes to the man and says to him, the man who had been restored as far as hearing was concerned, "Dost thou believe," verse 35, "on the Son of God? Do you believe on the Son of God?" Well, he answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him?" So in other words, he had been healed without really believing on the Son of God, and he didn't know about who the Son of God was. It makes rather shallow, doesn't it, when somebody says, "Well, there are miracles that are performed today," and when somebody is unable to perform a miracle, they simply say, "Well, the person didn't have faith." Well, this man didn't have faith, but he was healed. That's simply an argument to get around the fact that they are failures in regard to miracles. The Lord does not perform miracles in our world today. The miracle is that which is beyond the laws of nature, something that is greater and higher than the laws of nature, and that time, duration, for the use of miracles was limited to the time of the first century. So today, we do not have that same kind of thing with the miraculous activities that accompanied Jesus and his apostles. But he asked the question, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" Well, what we want to do in our study this week is to point out to you that if a man really believes in the Son of God, you'll be able to see it. You can look at his life, and there will be a demonstration of his belief in the Son of God. When he asked the question, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him?" Jesus responded by saying, "Thou hast seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." In other words, the one who healed you is the one who is the Son of God. Now look at the response in verse 38. "And he said, Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. It ought to be very clearly understood that if a man really believes in the Son of God, he'll do what he says for him to do. Could you imagine a person saying, "I believe in Jesus with all of my heart, but I'm not going to do what he commands for me to do"? In the 6th chapter of the book of Luke, and verse 46, Jesus asked this question, "Why call ye me Lord, and do not the things that I say?" Why would a person say, "Oh yes, he's the Lord, and I accept him as the Christ, the Son of God, but I'm not going to do what he told me to do"? You see, there are people in our world today who are doing everything they can to undermine the fact that the Bible requires obedience That is, God requires it through the teachings of the Bible, obedience to the will of God. How many places do you suppose in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, how many places would there be that the Bible teaches very plainly that we are required to obey? Obedience is pointed out in many passages. For instance, if I were to look at the book of James and begin reading with about verse 21, I'd learn that a man who says he's a believer and doesn't do anything about it really is failing to live up to what belief would require of him. Do you remember Jesus said, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only? Some people are that way. They hear what the Lord has said, but they have no intention to be obedient to the Lord's will. We prove our belief in the Lord by doing what he commands for us to do. This man in John 9 proved that he really believed in Jesus after the Lord explained to him, and the record says he worshiped him. The result was seen in his life. Others could look at a man, see what he is doing, and so as a result of it, be aware of the fact that he is a believer. I wonder if that same standard would be held in our world today. When a man says, I'm a believer in Christ, would it be seen by people round about him because of his conduct, because of the way that he conducts his life? Do you remember in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, some people who were servants of the Lord were called in question, and the record says as they were being quizzed about what they had done and what they had said, the record very clearly makes known to us that they had, because of their being with Jesus, lived in a different way. So belief implies the idea that we submit ourselves to the will of God. Why would a person say, I believe in the Lord with all of my heart, but I refuse to do the things that he commands for me to do? Well, it would be a rather shallow confession, wouldn't it, in regard to Christ? He's the Son of God, but I'm not going to do what the Son of God tells me to do. Well, obviously, obedience is required on the part of children of God. James chapter 1 and verse 25, the record says, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. You see, he needs to do what the word says for him to do. There are people in our world who know a great deal of Bible, but as far as obedience is concerned, they do not do what they know to do. There's no blessing in that. The blessing is in our obedience to the will of God. The Lord willing, we'll continue with this lesson tomorrow, and we hope you'll be listening. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.